This is Energy FM.
Energy FM Sport, and it is the Hockey Review Show. And James Russell, captain of Saracens, is joining us. James, let's go right back to the start when you played individual men and ladies leagues.
Do we have to?
We do have to, I'm afraid. I'm guessing by your tones, not the most successful of seasons.
No, it wasn't. I think we were a bit disappointed in the men's had been promoted the season before up to the Premier League, and we knew that it was going to be a hard season for us, and it proved so. I mean, we got some fairly decent results along the way, and I think we had 5 points at the end of the men's league, and I think we were pretty unlucky to get relegated from the men's league, having won a couple of games and drawn one. Normally somebody falls by the wayside in that league, but I think there were probably four teams at the bottom of the men's Premier League, all of whom were much of a muchness. I think we were a bit unlucky, to be honest. We weren't at full strength in some of the games that we really should have won with those teams that were down at the bottom with us. And you know, some of the games where we did get good results were against teams that we really shouldn't have had a chance against. But it's the way with Saracens. We're a smallish club, and we do seem to find ourselves yo-yoing. If next year we find ourselves, as I suspect we will at the moment, down in Division One, you know, the chances are we're going to go out there every week and win. I'd like to think we'd have a pretty decent chance of winning that league, and then the following year we'll be back up in the Premier League again, and it'll be difficult for us to keep up. But there's always the hope as one of the smaller clubs that, to be honest, you're kind of hoping on one of the bigger clubs having a bit of internal issues, and hopefully we'll gain some players by the wayside. But we'll see.
Just down at the indoor the other week, the indoor finals, a couple of other teams accusing Saracens maybe being a one-man team.
Well, we hear this quite often, but it's very complimentary. I mean, I am a very, very decent player.
Funnily enough, they weren't talking about you, James.
We're talking about Steve Cottier. Steve is a very decent player, and he's certainly, you know, he's pretty crucial in terms of achieving the success that we achieve. I mean, to be honest, you only have to look at the goals scored to see that. But increasingly, and I'm really talking about the men's here, we'll perhaps come back to the ladies in a minute, but increasingly we're seeing other players coming into the team, getting stronger and stronger, and the likes on the men's side, on the likes of Andrew Winstanley, who's been with us now for 4 or 5 years, just gets stronger by the season. And you know, John Crevin's been great for us in defence. John Halligan, in my opinion, is an absolutely fantastic keeper. All the other guys in that team as well are crucial to the team. Steve Jackson's scored a few up front this season, having scored one last year. I think he's probably scored double figures this season. So, you know, we're moving away from being a one-man team, and hopefully as time carries on, it will be even more so. Steve can't last forever. He's in his 40s now.
Yeah, you're out the other week celebrating his 40th with him. Just like you say, we'll just touch on the ladies a little bit. Struggling as well in the earliest part of the season?
We struggled in the ladies. A bit more perhaps than we expected to. Our ladies team every season takes a while for the team to gel, and once it gels, we go out and get some results, and that happened again this year. I think at one point I don't think we won a game until the end of October. If I remember right, we then went the whole of November without losing a game. And it always seems to happen like that. And I'm hoping that the experience that we've had in the mix this year, where we've been strong and where we've been using the ladies, perhaps more than most teams do in mixed, because I feel that hopefully next season we'll be able to go out there and actually achieve some really positive results in the ladies.
And let's talk about the mixed very briefly, because it was quite a successful season.
Yeah, absolutely it was. It was fantastic. League and cup double, and we didn't lose a game in mixed Division 1 all season. Hopefully we won't have that yo-yo effect, and hopefully we'll go up to the Premier League next year and be able to hold our own. We do need to strengthen a bit, I think. I'm not quite sure how we're going to do that. So not put our heads together over the summer and work it out, but it was a great season.
And a few goals for yourself this year. I think, I'm sure, more than one occasion, a rare goal by James Russell has been read out on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think I got two in the end. I was out for half the season, in my defence.
You were indeed, yes. The old collarbone.
But no, I think, it's good. It's good. It's always nice to be up there on the score sheet. If you stand on the back post for long enough, you're bound to accidentally get in the way of the ball once or twice.
Indeed. We'll be talking more about that next as well. We will move from Saracens. Thank you very much to James, by the way, for coming in, because obviously we've heard a lot about backers, Valkyries and Vikings this season. It is great to hear about some of the other teams. And like I say, we'll be talking about tours next.
This is Energy FM. You love it. We play it.